They will be going live soon. For now, they can go to hmean.org, and that is the Hudson Mohawk Environment.
Hi, this is John Hall. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 Acre.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Kamala Harris stands on the shoulders of great women. August 26 marks 100 years since Congress ratified the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, guaranteeing women's right to vote. The amendment states, "The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex," unquote. Unfortunately, the amendment was not implemented equally, and many states created laws and other impediments that continued to deny women the vote. African American women were subjected to the same Jim Crow laws that had already been used to deny African American men the vote. The movement for women's suffrage began early in the 19th century and was closely connected to the movement for the abolition of slavery. Senator Kamala Harris's selection as Joe Biden's running mate is a consequence, however late, of these early intersectional struggles for freedom and equality. Harris is the first vice presidential nominee of a major party to be a woman of color, as well as the daughter of immigrants. Her father, Stanford economist Donald J. Harris, is from Jamaica, and her mother, cancer researcher Shamala Gopalan, was of Tamil ancestry from India. At her first campaign event with Biden, Harris acknowledged,
"All the heroic and ambitious women before me, whose sacrifice, determination, and resilience makes my presence here today even possible."
A seminal moment in the women's suffrage movement was the 1848 Seneca Falls Convention in upstate New York. It produced a declaration of sentiments that read in part, "The history of mankind is a history of repeated injuries and usurpation on the part of man toward woman, having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over her, having deprived her of this first right as a citizen, the elective franchise, thereby leaving her without representation in the halls of legislation. He has oppressed her on all sides," unquote. Renowned abolitionist Frederick Douglass, who'd escaped slavery in his youth, was the only African American who attended and was one of the men who signed the Declaration. The controversial demand for women's suffrage was hotly debated, and Douglass spoke in favor of its inclusion. He later reported in his abolitionist newspaper, the North Star, that the women-led gathering was, quote, "an extraordinary meeting marked by ability and dignity." He continued, "In respect to political rights, we hold woman to be justly entitled to all we claim for man. We go farther and express our conviction that all political rights which it is expedient for man to exercise, it is equally so for women," he said. Not long after, in 1850, Sojourner Truth, another formerly enslaved person, remarked in her best-known speech, "I think that twixt the Negroes of the South and the women of the North, all talking about rights, the white men will be in a fix pretty soon," she said. Another who advocated for women's suffrage was Harriet Tubman. She escaped from slavery, then became a legendary conductor on the Underground Railroad, making dangerous trips back to the southern slave states to help others escape. During the Civil War, she was a spy for the Union Army and became the only woman to lead troops, leading 150 African-American troops on the Combahee River Raid, freeing 700 enslaved people and destroying several plantations. Harriet Tubman was to be honored on the centennial of the 19th Amendment with the release of a new $20 bill bearing her portrait. But Donald Trump and his Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, put a stop to that. Trump prefers the old version of the $20 bill with Andrew Jackson, a fiercely racist, slave-owning president, best known for the Trail of Tears, forcing indigenous people to march from their ancestral homelands in the southeast U.S. to Oklahoma. Thousands died on the forced marches. Crusading anti-lynching journalist Ida B. Wells, labor organizer Lucy Parsons, civil rights leader Fannie Lou Hamer, presidential candidate Shirley Chisholm, Congressmember Barbara Jordan, and countless other African-American women leaders forged the path that Kamala Harris now walks, often at great risk and without recognition or reward. Trump is dead set to undermine the struggles and achievements of these women and the social movements they led. He and many in the Republican Party are desperately trying to suppress the vote of millions by crippling the U.S. Postal Service. Voting by mail is critical, particularly to communities of color that are being hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. Trump has already unleashed racist and misogynistic attacks on Kamala Harris, and as the final 3 months of the 2020 campaign unfold, they'll only get worse. During one of Sojourner Truth's speeches, as she was heckled by men, she fired back, "You may hiss as much as you please, but women will get their rights anyway. You can't stop us, neither." I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
Though he seemed loyal in public, he worked behind the scenes to stir up, arouse, incite revolution.
Mina Psycho Arigato! Kawaii! Kawaii! Bombs now come tonight, so we can roll around, have a pillow fight like a major rager, OMFJ!
Clubhouse video live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXE broadcasting Aqua Casco Hudson. That was Hello Kitty by Avril Lavigne. We're here in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you an interview with Jamar and Rap Radar segments. Stay tuned for great music, discussion, and more. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Nora Mishenek is reporting for Columbia Green Media that
that though Hudson's Mayor Kamal Johnson announced a 10% cut in the city police budget 2 months ago, the cuts have not yet been made. City Treasurer Heather Campbell said, and I quote, "It would be almost impossible to make significant cuts in the Hudson Police Department budget without either significant concessions from the union or a reduction in the size of the force," end quote. Explaining that, and I quote, "very little," end quote, of the police budget is discretionary. Johnson said that Police Commissioner Peter Volkman is looking for parts of the budget that have, and I quote, "too much padding," end quote, and Volkman has a report due to Johnson this month. Johnson instituted a hiring freeze in a June 15th executive order. Sergeant Dean Rowe retired July 9th, and a police officer will be promoted to fill his role, allowed under the executive order. The budget may increase if Hudson loses a legal dispute with the police department's union. The New York State Law Enforcement Officers Union, AFME, AFL-CIO, Council 82, Local 3979. Full disclosure, Johnson is a volunteer WGXE program, and you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the effort underway by a group of Catskill residents and village trustees to find a new home for the Catskill Community Center. The building that houses the center is located on Main Street in the village and is currently on the market for $1.5 million. The center's board of directors cited a lack of funding as the reason behind the sale. It is now exploring options for identifying a new location, offering a limited set of programs at a variety of locations, or stop providing programming directly and instead establish an endowment to fund programs within the community. Amanda Herzog is a proponent of moving the center to Elliott Park on Broome Street, located on the other side of the Catskill Creek from its current location. She said, and I quote, "to better serve our community, I personally think it should be moved to another area," end quote. Herzog said it's important that the proposed new center offer programming for all ages and meet the needs of all the hamlets of Catskill. The village president, Vincent Seeley, said the community center revisioning group made a site visit to Elliott Park last week. Seeley wants to construct a new building at a cost of $1 million with an operating budget of $200,000 to $300,000 per year. Board of Directors President Jeff Friedman said last month the community center currently maintains its 13,000-square-foot building and a 15-person staff for less than $200,000. The center provides a variety of programs, such as the Youth Drop-In Recreation Center, before and after school, and summer recreation. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Fries is reporting for Capital Confidential. The State Office of Court Administration has decided to strictly limit eviction proceedings and extend a moratorium on carrying out evictions until October 1st. State Senator Brian Kavanaugh, chair of the Committee on Housing and Community Development, said the court's latest announcement is a welcome response to the ongoing public health and economic crisis the state faces from the coronavirus pandemic. Since March, Kavanaugh and other elected officials and housing advocates have called for a pause on evictions during the pandemic. Kavanaugh said, and I quote, "I thank the leadership of our court system for continuing to recognize this today, for taking action consistent with the many other emergency measures that public agencies have implemented during this extraordinary time, and for providing relief from the threat of eviction for all residential tenants, at least for the next 7 weeks," end quote. Many tenants have been unable to afford rent since the COVID-19 crisis began, forcing businesses to close or to ask employees to work from home and leaving millions out of work. While the legislature allocated $100 million to assist families with paying rent and mortgage payments, lawmakers recognized that more funding would be necessary. Officials' hope is that additional federal funds will be earmarked for housing assistance. And you can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Gwendolyn Craig is reporting for the Adirondacks Explorer. The invasive woolly adelgid insect has been found off the shores of Lake George. The State Department of Environmental Conservation announced August 11th that a camper in Washington County
found the invasive insect in the Glen Island campground off the shores of Lake George. It is the second ever recorded infestation within the park. The closest known infestation is 30 miles away in southern Saratoga County, according to the DEC. The news follows an announcement last week that the emerald ash borer was found in Warren County near the Schroon River. Referring to the string of bad news the world has dealt with this year, Jamie Brown, executive director of the Lake George Land Conservancy, said, and I quote, "It's 2020, why not?" End quote. The hemlock woolly altitude was found at Prospect Mountain in 2017, and the surrounded trees were subsequently treated. The Lake George Land Conservancy now plans to look for more around Dresden and Putnam this winter. Winter is the best time to look for the woolly altitude's white, clumpy masses underneath the tree's needles. The DEC estimates 10% of Adirondack's park forest is hemlock trees, and many of them are in the Lake George Wilderness Area. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a Hello. Nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 14th. 63 degrees kicks off the thermometer today. Tops out at 86 degrees around 4 p.m. A little fog this morning in places, and plenty of heat and UV exposure are the continued theme. Water, UV protection, pets, you know the deal. Don't let the heat bake it out of your brain. Comfy conditions return around dark again, and temperatures bottom out at 64 before dawn tomorrow. High of 83 makes it another cookie-cutter August day. Sunday looks like it cools off a little and some rain gets thrown in. The next high tides will be at 11:46 a.m. and 11:55 p.m. The next low tides will be at 6:22 a.m. and 6:08 p.m. Water temperature will be 83 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:36 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:01 a.m. Looking way up, we see on August 7th, an unusual object flew past the sun. It was a triple comet, says Carl Badhams of the Naval Research Lab in Washington, D.C., who spotted it using the Solar Heliospheric Observatory. Solar wind flowing from a southern coronal hole could brush Earth's magnetic field on August 16th. Solar wind speed is currently 311 kilometers per second at 4.4 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 11. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. Here's what we do at the clubhouse. Here's what we do at the clubhouse. Here's what we do at the clubhouse. Here's what we do at the clubhouse. Here's what we do at the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, just your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field chips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse.
You do not see that.
At the clubhouse. Pinch your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope you see
you
at the clubhouse.
We were just listening to an original clubhouse theme song made in our tracks music program. Welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio. I am Tyla. This is
DJWIC, aka DJ Platinum.
And
Roman.
And we're also here with Jamar, the Text League organizer at Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition.
Guys,
who we will be interviewing today.
Okay, so before we start, how's everybody's day today?
Regular.
I've been doing pretty good. Pretty good day. Mm-hmm. Got in the sun, got to walk around.
Yeah, pretty good myself as well. You know, my summer school's over. Good time.
It's always a good feeling to be done with school.
Yeah, that's it's definitely right. So, we have our special guest here, Jamar.
Mm-hmm. He works at the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition, who's basically their whole goal is to help people in Hudson and Catskill with housing, especially with homelessness and like low income housing and stuff like that.
Especially with all the gentrification going
around. Especially with all the, you know, COVID stuff going around and landlords not wanting to postpone their rent for their tenants.
Definitely. So we do have Jamar here, so we're just going to see if he'll come in quick, but, you know. Hello?
Hello, how y'all doing?
Okay, there we go.
There All we right, go.
So today we have Jamar here with us. League, you know what I'm saying?
Gonna we ask him a few questions? I guess I'll start.
Go ahead.
So my first question is, what is the Catskill Housing Coalition? I know I just explained a little bit, but I'm sure we can get into more depth and stuff.
The Hudson Housing Coalition, Hudson Housing and Catskill Coalition, basically is a group of Black leaders fighting for housing rights and social justice, and we're collecting people from the communities to join us and fight for housing rights. And social justice.
Mm-hmm. Another question is, what made you want to join this organization?
Well, I was currently working with on Quinn Cross. I was working with him at SBK, and basically, he introduced me to this new program, the Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition, and told me basically broken down the whole central idea of what's going on and what we're striving for, and I decided I want to be a part of it.
That's real cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So what are your main goals of your organization?
My main goals is to get as many people that's needed in the time of now, during COVID, et cetera.
Especially
just
now,
gathering all the people who needs help, and basically just grow our organization.
So basically, I know since all the COVID stuff is going around, a lot of the landlords for apartments, buildings, and stuff like that, they really don't want to postpone their rent, like the time they have to pay the rent, their tenants have.
Yes.
And the tenants, you know, unemployment is going very, very high, and they're not really paying people as much because a lot of people are unemployed now, so they're going to have to give everybody less money. Yeah. So basically, everybody's just like, how am I going to pay my rent? Like, do you help with that? Like, how do you exactly...
Yeah, what is your involvement in people who are struggling with paying their rent?
Yeah.
Well, that's one of my coworkers' jobs. So I organize with the children, like, mm-hmm. their program. Mm. But I'm not very sure I think we do. It's mm-hmm. a high probability because we got a couple grants.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we do that too also.
Yeah. Can you go a little bit into depth about what you do for the children?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I started a gaming program where kids can come and win prizes like $50 gift cards. And we decided we go also include filmmaking and photography with iPhones, cameras, and basically have programs for kids to express the creative self. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's great because around here, you know, there's not really much stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with all this stuff going on, kids need something to like distract them from what's happening.
Yeah,
I think it's very good to give them something to do.
Keep the kids productive and also at the same time fight for housing rights.
Yeah, expect that.
Especially with the low cash flow around here in Catskill, it's a very low cash flow. So when kids have money in their pocket, it's definitely helpful for the community overall,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Have you ever experienced like these kinds of difficulties or problems firsthand, or do you know anyone who has been affected by it?
Like homelessness or. Mm-hmm. having trouble paying your rent or your landlord not fixing something broken in your apartment or just, I don't know.
Housing problems in general.
Well, I think the biggest housing problem is what's happening down the Bliss Towers of like increasing rent and basically trying to kick all the housing and tenants out the building. So
mm-hmm.
I think, yeah. We focus on that too, because that's really the biggest issue.
Hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
So Devin, you got a question? Another one?
Tyler has one.
I have a question. Another question. Do you think part of them wanting to kick out like their current tenants is part of like gentrification? Like, do you personally think?
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yes, it's a huge form of gentrification. So, it's serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had that happen to my family before, my dad's side, where they were living in these projects, like really tall buildings, and then they had basically kicked everybody out onto the street and demolished the building to put a factory there. It was ridiculous. But, what do you think the issue is, and what do you think needs to change?
It's basically greed. Greed needed to stop flooding the world. Just, mm-hmm. It's just people is too greedy.
I agree.
And people are soulless, just over a dollar bill. So
right. Why do you think it's important to provide housing support for low-income households?
Because they're the one who's really in need, and basically most of these people have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge issue right there. Sure. People need help for their families. And for themselves.
Right.
For sure. Especially if you raise a kid in a low-income neighborhood, they're probably more likely to get picked up by the cops for no reason mm-hmm. or get picked on in school or not do so well in school. Just a whole number of problems that could arise from raising your child in a low-income neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And we should really try to minimize those neighborhoods as much as possible and get people of color out of them, because it's not something that we should be proud of as Americans mm-hmm. when we look at stuff like that.
I agree 100%.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think a society with no homelessness looks like? And what steps do you think we could take to achieve that kind of environment?
Well, there's a lot of donating programs like GoFundMe,
mm-hmm.
et cetera. Just imagine everybody just do that daily, on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Just giving out to each other and for the communities. Now, the world would be so much beautiful.
Yeah, it would be.
It's true. Yeah. Imagine if all of the rich people in the world just distributed their wealth.
Finally. Actually.
They have way more money than they could ever use in their lifetime. More money than their kids or their grandkids could use in their lifetimes. Like, and I don't think, they're still hoarding it for no reason.
Like, I don't think people understand how much money $1 billion is. Like, that's a lot of money. It might be $1 billion. You might think, oh, one. But no.
That's still millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions
on millions. There was this thing about Jeff Bezos. They said if he donated, I think, like, not even half of his fortune, it could end world hunger. Mm-hmm. That's like crazy to think about. Like,
you know it is. You know how much in 20 years he'll probably have doubled his wealth anyway.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like the future is coming, and they go be the ones to just change the world. I feel like that's what's gonna happen. The kids, us right now.
Yeah.
I'm only 19. I'm your age, and we're the future. We're the ones who the leaders of tomorrow. We have the power. And I feel like we have the power to change that. We can't and homelessness and we can't end hunger. So
We should definitely tackle those before we tackle anything else. Homelessness and hunger.
The first things. I feel like when it comes to like the basic survival needs, nobody should be looking for them. Like clothing, shelter, food. Those are the three basics of survival.
Definitely.
Just to live. Especially in a country like America, the wealth distribution is so unbalanced. Exactly. Like, why is that even a thing?
Exactly.
Why is it so unbalanced? Everybody should have a home, but they don't.
People there's are like, so oh, don't be a communist. People. Like, that's not communism. That's basic human rights. It's basic human rights. I feel like you should just be able to have that. I don't know.
Yeah, and like Jamar said, it's a part of like all the greed. It's just so much greed in this country, and all the higher everyone in higher power is so much greed.
It's gross.
It really is. It's just another question is, how do you think institutionalized racism connects to the poverty ridden neighborhoods?
I'm basically like, the design of America is a trap for the black community.
Basically,
it was designed for us.
Mm-hmm. There's like, I feel like there's this whole cycle within the communities where, so basically you're raised in a low-income neighborhood. It's very like, you know, it looks way different from like high-income neighborhood. It looks so much different. The streets aren't paved. The buildings are not new at all. And basically you have the police coming in and taking in young people, whether it's for parole or juvenile detention, whatever. They take them in, they add like a whole bunch of charges while they're young. And then when they get older, you have so many charges on your table or whatever, and you end up, it's just a big cycle. And then you heard of like private prisons where they basically sell bodies, and they basically go through slave labor. Like, you basically work for free because you're in prison and you can do that, and that's where they put a lot of black bodies into prison so that you can basically have free slave labor.
Yeah, that's pretty much that's basically what the prisons are used for.
Where you just keep them inside for so long, and then you're selling the bodies off, and they're doing slave labor, and it's just a big old cycle. Like,
why do you think they're giving people 50 years in jail for like a drug charge?
Exactly.
Like,
so that they can do work for 30 cents an hour. That's why.
And then while you're in prison, you even get I forgot what they're called, but you even get certain things. There's get time added to your thing for doing certain things.
Yeah, whatever. For sure.
You get time added to your sentence.
Yeah, for like stupid little things too. Like little tiny things. You break one little rule and boom, you got like 5 more years out of your sentence.
That's why they make them.
A year more.
Exactly. It's a whole trap inside the system. It's crazy.
Yeah, going to like more of the black imprisonment thing. Like, black people are charged longer sentences than white people are charged for the same crime. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole
Which I also thing. Think that has lots to do with the judges. So for me personally, people don't know that you can actually elect the judges within your
community.
Your community, yes. So people, please go out there and vote for judges that you actually think will be good. Because if you keep not voting for them, other people are going to put you know, the bad ones into a position where they can do those kind of things. So just to, let's all just vote for the good ones so we keep the bad ones out in a way.
Yeah. Thank you. Please. I feel like that's a part of not knowing you can vote for a judge because I never knew that until just now. So, like, educating people on that so we can go out.
Please.
If you'd like to, though, the option is still out there.
Yeah, it's very suggestive. Suggested. Please.
Please, please do. Please, if you would like to, vote. Please.
I can.
But, yeah, so, you guys got any more questions?
That's about it. Unless anybody else has anything to say.
I want to say a quick thank you to Jamar and everybody.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
Coming on and, you know, it's been a real honor talking to you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, some real inspirational stuff went down today.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So we do have this, you know, instrumental that was suggested by our friend Jamar. And we're going to see you guys after the local news. And we'll be right back with our Rap Radar segments.
Yep.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, bye.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Woodstock Film Festival announced August 14th. Its 21st annual event will be a hybrid festival held at area drive-ins and online from September 3rd through October 4th. According to the press release, the festival, and I quote, shifted its spring calendar online, producing a robust program of live conversations with industry luminaries, notable directors and actors, as well as a curated selection of streamable films with introductions from their filmmakers. Both programs have been offered to the public free of charge, end quote. The festival will screen a full lineup of films at the Greenville Drive-In Outdoor Cinema in Greenville and other area drive-ins, including the Overlook Drive-In in Poughkeepsie, with some events planned in Woodstock as well. There will be a full slate of films offered online, accompanied by Q&A sessions with the filmmakers. A special online conversation series will feature speakers from all corners of the film industry. The festival's Maverick Award ceremony will be held in a modified way online as well. Information is available at WoodstockFilmFestival.org.
The Columbia paper is reporting Columbia County is changing its mass emergency alert system. All disaster, weather-related, and other emergency warnings and alerts for county residents are currently provided by the Code Red system. Beginning August 29th, all emergency alerts and notifications for tornadoes, earthquakes, severe storms, and other weather, natural, or man-made disaster and important emergency warnings and information will be provided by New York Alert. County 911 Director Rob Lopez and Emergency Management Director David Harrison Jr. recommended the change to the County Board of Supervisors. According to Lopez and Harrison, the state has greatly improved its system, making it more reliable. The change will save the county more than $32,000 every year, and it will provide county residents with additional emergency and informational alert options. Hardline phones will begin to receive the alerts automatically August 29th. For cell phone and email notifications, residents must go to the New York State Alert website and register for a free account. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. Three people in Rensselaer County have suffered fatal drug overdoses from fentanyl-laced cocaine and heroin this week, bringing the number of fatal overdoses this year to 48. Officials said August 13, the three recent fatalities were among eight overdoses during a two-day period. The deaths occurred in East Greenbush, Sand Lake, and Troy, causing the county to issue a public health warning. Two people died from overdoses 2 weeks ago in the town of Bethlehem's Delmar neighborhood. Local law enforcement said at the time it was believed that fentanyl-laced cocaine was a factor in those deaths. Rensselaer County Health Director Mary Fran Wachunas said, and I quote, "The number of overdoses in such a short time this week is an obvious concern and the reason we are issuing the warning. We want residents to be aware there is reason to be concerned," end quote. There have been concentrated overdose outbreaks throughout the capital region since the coronavirus pandemic led to a reduction or shutdown of in-person service starting in mid-March. In Rensselaer County, there has been a 41% jump in fatal overdoses this year compared to all of 2019. During 1 week in May, 30 overdoses occurred, including two deaths region-wide. Officials believe those overdoses arose from drugs sold from a single batch of drugs containing fentanyl. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, a stress house, we joke around, or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious, we don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. And this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Accra, Catskill, Hudson. This is Ty. I'm here with
DJ AJ,
Roman,
and Imani.
Hey, yo.
And you were just listening to another
Clubhouse theme song
from our tracks program.
A little insider information. DJ AJ sung that song, and I'm
So sorry. Anyway.
Yeah. It's a good song.
We're here on Rap Radar. Going to show you our favorite songs for the day.
Yes, yes.
For the week, I guess.
For the week.
Yeah.
Let's vibe.
Yeah. First up is Naked by Ella Mai.
Let's get it. I love this song.
Why is this song so good?
Take away the big shirts, the tattoos, the sweatpants and veins. Okay, I don't wear no makeup, no purse in my hands. My resting face is mistaken for the mean girl. But what if I told you there's nothing I want more in this world than somebody who loves me naked? Someone who never asks for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, naked. So catch me at nighttime. Some of my friends think I'm moody, but I think I'm just fine. I could be, but I act like I'm not. I really remember when I say I forgot. No matter how hard I try to run away from love, at the end of the night I need somebody who loves me naked. Someone who never asks for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, naked. Yeah, naked. I need someone who loves me when I wake up, who thinks I'm beautiful when I'm looking for. I want that perfect love. Am I asking too much? Someone who shoots for the stars knowing nothing, I'm not good enough. I need somebody who loves me naked. Someone who never asks for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, naked. Yeah, naked.
Are you awake now?
Naked by Ella Mai, as I just said, and that was DJ AJ's song, so I'm going to talk about it.
Yes, I love that song. I love her voice, and I just think the song sends a really important message about someone loving you for you, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think it actually is really cool. I love her voice. I love her. You know what the artist?
Okay, so when I first got into her, it was like, you know, oh, I'm just going to listen to one song. Like, I only liked, like, two songs by her. I think it was, like, Shot Clock and Boot Up or something like that. And then I really started to, like, listen to her old music and be like, wow, like, this is something, like, I can get behind. And, like, in all her music, she sends a message. She has something that she wants to say to the people. And I really like that about her. It's very inspiring.
That's really nice.
Plus, she's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
She is absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous. If I can get me a body and a face like that, whoo.
I'd be set for life.
Set for life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have our next song, Lost DJ, by Poor Stacy.
You know what I'm saying? You care to talk about this a little bit before we go in?
I picked this song. I'm Roman. Mm-hmm. I like this song because Poor Stacy has a tendency to, like, really speak on how you feel subconsciously, mm-hmm. without even having to, like, tell it to anyone. Mm. He just He knows how it be. Mm-hmm. He knows what pain feels right. like, really and he is. Raps right. about it really well.
So he just goes and I respect be like that. That. He goes to be like that and writes a song. I feel you.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
He just like he goes through a depression slump and is like, mm-hmm. okay, I'm gonna write this down.
Yeah, like
I can never do that.
If we could right? play the unclean versions for you guys, we really would. But
we definitely
you know.
Would. But we can't.
So let's get yeah, into
let's
it.
Play it.
Lost by poor Stacy.
Mm-hmm. It bopped.
It really did bop. It slapped hard.
Yeah. It really does.
Amani, what do you think about
it? Yeah, what do you think about it, Amani?
What do you think about this song?
Yet? You've been a little quiet in the corner there, so let's get your thoughts on it.
His voice sounds like Juice WRLD.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
they
I was
were friends.
His, like yeah. his vibe gives me like a Juice WRLD mm-hmm. kind of.
I can see that.
Closer to the mic.
I'm too close.
I'm done.
I'm pretty sure poor Stacy and Juice WRLD were friends.
Yeah, I think they were friends. They probably posted pictures together.
Yeah, I actually really did think when I first heard this song, I really did think it sounded like Juice WRLD.
I thought it was Juice WRLD for a hot second.
I mean, I knew it wasn't Juice, but
yeah, I know it's not him.
It sounds like him.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Sometimes when I'm in my bag and this song comes on, I'm just like,
yes,
darn.
You know
that hit.
Finding that like that playlist of songs like when you're in your bag, it just like sinks the feeling in there more. Like it really like sets the like the mood for you to be mm-hmm. in your bag.
I feel like that's very much a in your bag song.
It's like if you're sad or you're like happy and you find that one song that matches your mood exactly, you're just like yes.
True.
So hopefully some of the songs we play on Rap Radar and on Clubhouse Radio help you find mm-hmm. that song.
Mm-hmm.
So the next song I picked myself is called iPhone by Rico Nasty, which was just released yesterday. Ooh. And I really love Rico. Like, I just love her. I'm going to talk about her more when the song ends.
Yes, we shall.
Play a song now.
Let's get it.
iPhone by Rico Nasty. Hey, I love her. That's really my girl. That's my everything. I love her more because she's a black artist that does, like, you know, different kind of music. She does different genres and stuff. That was her collab with 100 Gex, if you've heard of them before. Ooh. But they're also getting pretty popular off of a few songs on TikTok and stuff. Well,
TikTok blows almost everything up. You got a song on TikTok and it goes viral. Mm-hmm. You're set for life.
Yeah, almost. And a week before she released this yesterday, she had announced she was going to release the song, like, a week later. And everybody was like, you know what? I'm going to just pull through for a week just for her song. Everybody was like, I'm going to pull through for this week just for this song. And it's amazing. So, yeah, it was pretty worth it.
She inspires a lot of people. Yes, and I really look up to her as, like, an artist, right? As a person of color. Oh my God, she's just so great. So
she's powerful.
She really is. And it's not even, like, it's weird because she...
It's weird
because she's not even, like, mainstream yet. I feel like this song's gonna get her, like, higher. Because, no, she's not, like, as popular as people really think she is. Which is weird because everybody knows her song.
Everybody knows her. Everybody knows of her. Right. But, like, if you ask, like, have you listened to Rico Nasty's new song? I don't think
people will. People wouldn't be like, oh, I haven't really listened to her. Listen to, like, this song, whatever. Mm. But, yeah, it's pretty cool, which I think.
It's not my favorite song by her, but it's definitely slaps.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like this is going to be on TikTok within the week.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, for
it's
sure.
Already on TikTok.
It's already on TikTok.
The preview that she posted on TikTok was already on there.
See?
Honestly, I've never heard of her.
Oh, really?
Never heard of Rico?
You don't know about Rico now.
I'm sure you know a few songs. You probably don't know who
that is. So,
we
do have a song at For the End that we can use that may bring
Queen?
Up about. Yes, it is. The one that everybody knows, okay?
But is this one Queen?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I have this version.
I just think, you know, like, she's gonna go viral on TikTok. Like, this is gonna be that song. She's that everybody on TikTok. No, I mean, she's like, everybody's gonna know this song without knowing who wrote it, like, type of song.
That's yeah.
crazy. That's, I think most people want to know
how she deserves she to be known.
She really does.
She does deserve it.
She deserves to get mainstream.
Can you stop, headset, please?
Yeah, but,
this song right here is a well-known song by her. Like, I'm pretty sure you would recognize this song. You've probably heard it before.
Well, let's get into it.
And then we'll come back and we'll do a closeout.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
Yeah! Yeah!
Can it beat?
Sugar track. Don't worry about it, you've never been in your place. Always moving silence, never question your faith. Always checking on you, you gotta make sure they straight. If I'm getting money, then you know we all gotta play. Since a baby in a tummy, mama knew I was great. They can play me like a dummy, they know what not to take.